Now, the commander of Iraq's volunteer forces says evidence they found in their operations proves that Turkey is helping Daesh terrorists. Take a listen.
Yes, after each battle, we find many mobile phones and laptops. Sometimes the terrorists burn the bodies of their dead so that we could not identify them. They burn even the equipment that was carried by these dead. Recently, we have found several mobile phones that have messages containing instructions, coordinates, and information about the movement of these people. I would like the audience to know about it, so that they know how the Turks are clearly helping ISIL. ISIL did not appear out of nothing. It did not arise from the ground or fell from the sky. Someone lets ISIL terrorists travel through different countries. They use the airports, hospitals. Where are the leaders of ISIS treated? They are treated in the hospitals of Turkey.
Kerim al-Nouri said Turkey provides the greatest logistic support and supply routes for Daesh. The commander of Iraq's volunteer forces accused Ankara of recruiting the terrorists from other countries and then sending them into Syria and Iraq to join the Tekfiri group. Earlier, Turkey's opposition newspaper Cumhuriyet said a number of Turkish officers along the Syrian border have communicated with Daesh terrorists. It said the information was obtained after the Ankara chief prosecutor's office eavesdropped on a number of the Army's telephone communications. According to the report, some Turkish officers acted as agents for those who wanted to join Daesh and helped them cross the border into Syria. Let's cross over now to Brisbane and speak to Max Egan. He's a radio host and political commentator, and he joins us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Egan. Now, are you at all surprised at these allegations that are being made against Turkey? This is not the first time this has been said. Of course, even months before, we had footage that showed militants crossing the Turkish border into Syria or the other way around with quite ease. So, why is it that now these revelations are coming out, and how significant are they?
Well, I welcome these revelations coming out because this is stuff that many of us have known for quite a while and have been sounding the horn about for quite a while. We know very well, it's quite provable, that 75% of the oil that is being funneled into Israel is coming through Daesh terrorists via Turkey. Israel is buying quite literally 75% of its oil from these people. It's very, very well established. They are harvesting oil from fields in both Iraq and Syria. They are bringing it through a border town called Zako, I think it's called. It's near the Turkish-Syrian border. And they are funneling it into Syria. They're smuggling it out through various ports in Turkey, into Israel. And we know this is happening. This is very, very well proven. I welcome these reports coming out. I'd hope to see more from more people, because this needs to be exposed. You know, conservative estimates put this at around $19 million worth of revenue that is being funneled into these Daesh terrorists directly through the pockets of Israel. So, and this is all happening through Turkey. So we need to really stop this. And if the US is serious about fighting this this war at all, it really needs to address what its allies are doing in the region.
Well, that's interesting that you bring up the U.S., Mr. Egan. Now, the U.S. is claiming to be fighting Daesh or forming that coalition against this terror group. However, once its own ally, Turkey, is doing what it is when it comes to Daesh, and with multiple facts and evidence coming to light, do you think that doesn't put the U.S.'s own intentions into question?
Well, of course it does. I mean, the U.S. intentions should always have been in question. This, I mean, the U.S. is basically being run by Israel anyway. That's who controls most of U.S. foreign policy. This whole war on terror, this is a fake war. It's a fake war. It's all about destabilizing the region. The U.S. is completely complicit in this. They sort of dance around and they make things very, very ambiguous and very, very ambivalent in the way they act, and you never can really tell what the left hand is doing and what the right hand is doing. They say they want to take out ISIS, but at the same time, ISIS is fighting Assad, so they don't want to fear in anything that might be not going to, you know, help Assad. So they've got all this stuff going on, and it's just theater for the masses. What it's about is pumping as much weapons and money in there as possible and destabilizing the region. The U.S. is hugely complicit in this, and I believe that they know exactly what they're doing.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Max Egan, radio host and political commentator, joining us via Skype from Brisbane. Mr. Egan, it's always a pleasure talking to you on Press TV.